districts of citizens, why are individuals so didactic to we as citizens? After all, the mitzvah of tzitzis is not what we would call a mitzvah chiyuvah. It's not an absolute obligation. It's only an obligation in a certain context. If a person has a beged of dalet kanfos, then he's mechuyav to put tzitzis on that beged. Kedilim tas lecha, al arba kanfos kesuscha asher b'chasiba, which is the pasuk in practice he said. So if a person has a beged of dalet kanfos, then he's mechuyav. But he doesn't have a beged of dalet kanfos, he shouldn't be mechuyav in the mitzvah. So why are people so medakim? There are different answers given to this question. One of them relates to a comment that the Gemara Menachos has on that Mem Aleph Malach. The Gemara there tells a story that a Malach met Rav Katina. And apparently Rav Katina was wearing a beged that was not Mechuyav in Tzitzis. Different kinds of begodim that the Gemara mentioned. Just one moment, please. Rav Katina was wearing a spina. He was wearing some kind of wrapping himself in a sadin, which somehow was not mechuyav in tzitzis. So the Malach said, Katina, Sadina b'kaita v'sarvela v'titva tzitzis mata hei aleha. If you wear the spina b'kaita in the summer and sarvela in the autumn, so if you wear these begadim, either that don't have dalet kanfos, or for some other reason, if they're ksus laila, the sadin is ksus laila, the sheet, so you wear it at night. So if you're going to wear the begadim, what's going to happen in the mitzvah of tzitzis? You're not going to be mekayem the mitzvah of tzitzis. Could that be? Amar lei. So he responded to the Malach, and shisu ha'esei. They're going to punish me in Shemayim for being mevatel a mitzvah ha'esei. Now, just for a moment. He doesn't mean to be mevatel a mitzvah ha'esei, a regular mitzvah ha'esei. If a person doesn't put on tefillin, yes, they will punish the person. They will punish that individual. The Gemara said the bezdin is makin also achetetzei nafsho. If a person doesn't fulfill the mitzvah aseh, a person definitely has to fulfill the mitzvah aseh. What Rav Katina meant is that this kind of mitzvah aseh that I'm really not mechuyavin, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, why should I be punished for that? So the Malach responded, he said, "Bizman de'ika rischa an shinan." When there's rischa an shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, it's an eizah, so then you will be punished for this kind of mitzvah as well. So the Gemara gets involved in a discussion. Part of the whole context of the Gemara is that it's trying to figure out whether tzitzis is what we call a cholas gavra or a cholas talis. That means that even though clearly it's only a chiyuv in a context, still is not what we would call a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not an absolute obligation on the individual. But the question is, even this chiyuv in a context, is that a chiyuv of the talis? Meaning, if I own a talis, I'm a chiyuv to put tzitzis on that talis? Even if it's what we call a klei kufsa, it's a klei kufsa, it's only in the box, it's in my drawer. Am I mechuyav to put tzitzis on that talis? That's what we call a chovas talis. Or is tzitzis a chovas gavra? And if the gavra is wearing the tzitzis, he's wearing the dalet, the beg of the dalet kanfos, then he's mechuyav to put tzitzis on that. That's the shaila that the Gemara is addressing. So the Gemara asks, even if the Malach said, a beaten on risk, we get an onesh for not wearing tzitzis, that makes sense. If tzitzis is a chovas gavra, if it relates to the individuals, then we can understand. But if it's a chovas talis, why should he get punished for that? It's a chiyuv on the talis, it doesn't really relate to the gavra, so why should he get punished for that? So it makes sense. It makes sense, claims the Gemara, that tzitzis must be a chovas gavra. So the Gemara brings a ride that tzitzis must be a chovas gavra, because we can only understand this comment that the Malach said to Rav Katina, that we can get punished on the mitzvah of tzitzis for not wearing tzitzis. It only makes sense if it's a chovas gavra, if it relates to the individual, so then we can understand why he has to put on the tzitzis, and if he doesn't, so then he's going to get punished. So some want to suggest maybe that's the reason why people are so medakdek to wear tzitzis. Me'ikra, then there really is no chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah chiyuv. But since we want to make sure that be'idah rischa were covered, be'idah rischa were protected in some way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might get angry, and then we'll be punished, so we wear the tzitzis so as not to get punished be'idah rischa. That's what some suggest. The problem is if you look at the continuation of the Gemara, there are questions that you can raise with that approach, because the Gemara continues by saying, even if you assume that tzitzis is a chovas gavra, it relates to the individual, so what? Why should the person be punished be'idah rischa? The fact is, it's still only a mitzvah in a context. It's not an absolute chiyuv. It's only a mitzvah in the context where a person is actually wearing a beged of dalet kanfos. So why should I be punished if I'm not wearing a beged of dalet kanfos? Why should I be punished for that, even be'idah rischa? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, "Hachika amarle." What the Malach meant was, "Tatzdiki, the mifter nafshach mitzitzis." Tatzdiki, you're doing something special to pati yourself in the midst of tzitzis. Yes, it is true that tzitzis is not a mitzvah for yudas, and you're not obligated to wear tzitzis. Only if you have a beged dollar combo, you have to put tzitzis on that beged. If you're doing something special to cover yourself in tzitzis, what does that mean? So apparently what the Gemara means is that Rav Ketina was wearing a special beged. He was trying to get himself out of the mitzvah of tzitzis. What you have to understand is that in that time, maybe the normal kind of beged was actually a beged of dollar kamos. So the fact that Rav Ketina was wearing a beged that was part of the mitzvah of tzitzis, either he was wearing a sadin or he was wearing a beged that didn't have dollar kamos, so he was doing something special to pater himself from the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's what the Malach was telling him. Tachtiki l'nifta nafsha from the tzitzis. You're doing something special, tachtiki. You're doing some trick to pater you from the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it would come out that this manasseh says most of our begadim are not dollar kamos. So the fact that we don't go out to buy a beged of dollar kamos and machayev ourselves in tzitzis, we're not doing a tzitzis. We're wearing normal begadim. Our shirts and our jackets and our sweaters, our begadim don't have dollar kamos on them. They're not made of dollar kamos. So we're not doing a tzitzis to pater ourselves from tzitzis. So maybe even according to this gemara menaches, there should be no problem. Even be either rizcha, we shouldn't be punished. So the question comes back, why are people so medactic to wear tzitzis? At first glance, the reason why people should be medactic to wear tzitzis is because being a rizcha, maybe a person's going to be punished. That's what the Malach said. But l'chora, that's only true if a person is doing a tzitzis, if he's doing something special to pater himself from tzitzis. If he's not doing something special to pater himself from tzitzis, why should he be punished? So some point to a Tosfos. Tosfos in Psachim and Tosfos in other places suggest maybe there's another reason why we should be medactic to wear tzitzis. The Gemara of Sochem and Arkufi Gimel and Abay says that someone who doesn't do certain mitzvahs is what we call menuta la shemayim. He's ostracized in shemayim. They don't like him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. So some of the examples that the Gemara gives is a person who doesn't have tefillin b'zrael, tefillin b'rosho, and tzitzis b'vigdal. Doesn't have tzitzis and tefillin. Menuta la shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with this individual. So what does that mean? Tosfos there in Divrei Maaseh Ve'Ein on Kufi Gimel and Beis himself and says, "Mishe'en lo tefillin b'rosho b'zrael v'tzitzis b'vigdal, mayri b'sheyesh lo ve'en amanicha." We're talking about where he does have the tefillin, but he doesn't put them on. He has a beged of dal kamos, and maybe even he wears the beged of dal kamos, and he's not putting tzitzis on that beged. So he's mamish mevatel the mitzvah say, and he's menudel l'shemayim. I understand. Inami, what Tosfos suggests, afilu ein lo yesh l'chazur lo havi asmo l'idechiyu. He says, maybe a person is mechuyev, it's ra'uy to be mishtadel, to bring oneself to a chiyev, even if he's actually part of it. Which would apply to tzitzis. In the case of tefillin, he's not mechuyev to wear the tefillin, but by tzitzis, Tosfos suggests in the Inami, that maybe a person is mechuyev to be mechazel, lohavi atmo lidechiyev. Maybe he should go out and buy a beged of dal kamos. And that's what the Gemara Tzachim is saying, that someone is menudel ha-shamayim, he doesn't go out to buy a beged. Where does he get this from? Why should a person have to be mechuyev himself? He says, "Kada Ashkechan the Moshe, so you play the Kones le Eretz Yisrael, kada Elkayim into Shiva." Moshe Rabbeinu was so interested in coming to Eretz Yisrael. Why was he so interested? He wanted to eat Israeli vegetables and fruits. The answer is no. He wanted to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. He wanted to be Mekayim Mitzvahs of Shemus and Isus and Bikurim, etc. So you see, there's an inyan to be Mekayim oneself in the mitzvah. He wasn't Mekayim in So why was he so bent on being mechayev himself to be mechayev only all the mitzvahs of Shemus and Isis, Bikurim, etc.? It must be that there's an inyan to be mechayev oneself in mitzvahs. It's the same should hold true for tzitzis. I don't have a beged of dal kamos, but apparently there's an inyan to be mishtadel, to be mechayev myself in mitzvahs. And someone taka who doesn't do that is menudel l'shamayim. That's what the Gemara Pesachim, according to the second Shana Tosis, is being mechadish. So this is another... Quite a big chiddush. This is saying that even if a person doesn't have a beged of dalat kamos, and he's not doing a tzitzis, he's not doing any fancy footwork to pater himself, because no one has the beged of dalat kamos. That's not the normal beged that a person has. Nevertheless, a person should go through the motions to be mechayev himself, to bring himself to a chiyuv, so that he'll actually be mechayev to wear tzitzis. That's another level. Maybe that's talking about why people go out and buy a beged of dalat kamos, and most people mechayev themselves in tzitzis. You know, a lot of people are mechayev themselves in many mitzvahs. The Gemara they say was mechayev himself in mitzvahs. People like to buy a petach hamor. They buy a hamor so that when there's a petach hamor, it's Mitzvarsha. So they pull their petach hamor. Someone came to me once, he's collecting for tzedakah from New Square. So he told me, he said, "Oh, did you hear about the pigeon petach hamor that we did?" I said, "No." So he gave me pictures. he had apparently shared pictures of his pidyon of a chamor that he was, you know, they bought this chamor and the chamor had a firstborn and they were called the pet chamor. They took pictures and it was a whole thing. So apparently that people do this in New Square and other people do this as well. So it's all based on Tosis and Pesachim that it's appropriate for a person to deprive himself of mitzvahs and even deprive more mitzvahs. So apparently that's why everyone tries to wear better than other counterfeits in order to deprive himself of mitzvahs. I should point out, just the final stuff for a moment, that the nowadays, even taking away, even ignoring the Gemara Menachos and ignoring the Tosfos and Pesachim, the fact is it's a minhag Yisrael to wear tzitzis. So it could be once it's a minhag tov to wear tzitzis, to be mevatel that minhag is usur anyway. So aside from all the other reasons, it could be that the person has to adhere to all the minhagim of his community, of his family, if you will. So this is a well-established minhag. So it could be just mitam minhag. Person is mechuyev to wear tzitzis nowadays. But aside from minig, it could be special reasons, either to pater himself, to protect himself, to eat on rischa, or to be mishtagel, as Tosfos Pesachim says, to try to be mechayev himself in mitzvahs, to be machnis himself to a situation where he can be mechuyev to wear tzitzis, maybe that's an inyan as well. Go.
Who that Tosfos brings, like Moshe wasn't able to even find those mitzvahs heading after Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So
he wanted to be mechayev himself.
He wasn't being mechayev. He wasn't
he wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael so he could be mukhaim those mitzvahs. That's exactly the point. To be machnas oneself into a chiyuv. To put oneself into a situation where you'll be mukhaim.
So we shall go together.
Sorry?
So we shall go together.
There's a very big naftamina. Aside from the general issue of as to whether a person should be mukhaim himself in mitzvah tzitzis, but this idea that tzitzis is not a mitzvah chiyuvis plays a very important role l'maisa. In different contexts, for different reasons. I'll just mention one. The Ramah, if you'll turn to page 1 in the handout, the Ramah talks about women wearing tzitzis. A little bit of a controversial topic. So the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Yud Zayin Zibbeh, said that women are not pure from tzitzis. Tzitzis is, of course, a mitzvah esei shasman grama. It's a time-dependent mitzvah, so therefore women and avodah k'nayim, who are chayim mitzvahs for isha, avodah for mitzvah tzitzis. So let's say a woman wants to be mechayev herself, she wants to do the mitzvah. We know that any mitzvah that is zman grama, a woman is able to be mechayev herself. She can take a lulav, she can sit in a sukkah, hear yeshova being born, right? And women do this. The question is whether they can make a bracha on the mitzvah, not a machlokes inspired in the Ashkenazim, but she definitely can volunteer. The question is, can she volunteer with the mitzvah? So the Ramah says that it's appropriate for them not to volunteer. When it comes to the mitzvah, it's appropriate for them to volunteer. He says, "Ach merzi ki yuhara." It looks like a gaiva. It looks like they're showing off if they wear tzitzis. Lachain ein lahen lilbosh tzitzis holva ein chovas gavra. Ramah says that tzitzis is not a chovas gavra. It's appropriate for women not to wear tzitzis. It will be merzi ki yuhara. It will be merzi. It will look like the women are showing off if they wear the tzitzis since it's not a chovas gavra. Now we have to understand what that word chovas gavra means. The Gemara Menachos says that it is a Chovas Gavra, it's not a Chovas Talis. So obviously what the Ramah means is, it's a Chovas Gavra, but it's not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. A lot of phrases floating around. It's a Chovas Gavra, meaning in the context that a person owns a Begad of Galakantos, he still isn't Mechuyuv to put on tzitzis unless he's wearing the Begad. It's not a Chovas Talis. It's not a Chiyuv on the object of the Begad of Galakantos. The chiyuv on the gavra. If he's wearing the beged of dalakamos, then he's mechuyev to put tzitzis on that beged. But it still is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not an absolute obligation on the individual to go out and buy a beged of dalakamos so that he can put tzitzis on that beged. It's still only a mitzvah chiyuvis. We call it a mitzvah chiyuvis. You fulfill a mitzvah by putting the tzitzis on the beged, but you're only mechuyev in that mitzvah once you own the beged of dalakamos. Okay. So the issue of chovas gavra, chovas talis. There's a question, once I have the Begad of Dalakamos, what's my chiyuv? Is my chiyuv to put tzitzis automatically on this Begad of Dalakamos? This Begad is mechayev, need to put tzitzis on it. Even if it's what we call a kli kufsa, it's in the box, it's in my drawer. Well, no, it's a chovas gavra in the sense that I'm only mechayev to put tzitzis on this Begad. If I wear the Begad, I'm not wearing the Begad, I'm not mechayev to put tzitzis on the Begad. But less madapolim, no one argues that since this is only a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah in the context, ki mechasibah, right? When you, or ki Kitonim, when you buy the Beged HaDalat Kavos, then you're Mechuyev. Either only if you're wearing the Beged HaDalat Kavos, or stop. If you own the Beged, then you're Mechuyev to put Tzitzis on. But you're not Mechuyev to go out and buy the Beged. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, says the Ramah, since it's not a chovas gavur, which the Ramah means. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's how the Achron and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, who explains this way. Since it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis, it will be merzi kiyuhara if the women want to put on tzitzis. It looks like they're showing more. If men are mechuyev in the mitzvah, but because it happens to be zman grama, the women are psuros, so then that's not such a yuhara, that's not such a gaiva. Because basically they're just being mechuyev themselves, they're just volunteering a mitzvah that men are mechuyev in. But a mitzvah that men themselves are not really mechuyev in, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, the women want to be mechuyev themselves, that's too much, apparently that's too far. So the Ramah says it's inappropriate for women to wear tzitzis. So it is true, the Gemara in different places talks about different wives of the Amoraim, or even before the Amoraim, who wore tzitzis, but we don't do that kind of thing. It's not that we don't do it, and the Ramah says that because tzitzis is not a mitzvah to use. Because of that, it's inappropriate for women to volunteer this kind of mitzvah. Yes?
So aren't tefillin arguments of
tefillin? Right.
So the Ramah seems to be saying that.
You're right, but tefillin is different. The reason why women should not be mekayim in the mitzvah of tefillin is because tefillin require what they call guf nogi. You have to be shomer tefillin with the proper kedusha. That means a person has to watch themselves that they shouldn't have any gas. They should be very careful with the kedusha tefillin. Now women can be very careful as well, just like men. The only thing is, since it's difficult, it's not easy, and if a person is not shomer tefillin with the proper kedusha, that's a violation. That's a bad thing. So it's inappropriate for women to volunteer a mitzvah that is fraught with danger. Inappropriate for them to get involved in such a mitzvah. Since it doesn't require a guf nogi the same way, so one would imagine that it's okay for women to volunteer that mitzvah. The Ramah says it would have been okay, if not for the fact that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis to begin with, so therefore it would be showing off a little bit too much if the women are mechayev themselves.
If an isha was to wear a foreign garment, would that be like an isra seh?
No, because she's not mechayev in the mitzvah. So because she's not mechayev in the mitzvah, then there's no chiyuv for her to put the mitzvah on. If a man were to wear a foreign garment, that would be a bittul, either an Isra Asay, as you're saying, or would be a bittul of a Mitzvah Asay. But she doesn't have this Mitzvah Asay, so there's no problem. She can wear the shawl, she can wear the sweater, whatever it is, the full-cornered sweater, and there's no chiyuv to put on tzitzis. In fact, it probably isn't appropriate for her to put on tzitzis on such a beged. Nathan?
I thought there is, once she's wearing the four-cornered garment, there is a chiyuv that comes with it.
But because that's only a Mitzvah chiyuvis anyway, she's allowed to wear that four-cornered garment, then there is no...
So she's allowed to be mevatel mitzvah kiyumis, even though she's already placed herself in the situation
that's not drama. She's patur from that mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
She's patur from that mitzvah. The question is, can she volunteer?
Okay.
So maybe this kind of circumstance where the mitzvah is not mitzvah kiyumis, it would be inappropriate for her to volunteer. Eric?
According to the base of Levi, the whole reason he's not saying we can wear tzitzis is asay dohre lo sase. So...
Because of chaylas, you say.
Right, she should be
asked
to wear
it. Ah.
She
should be asked for her, since she doesn't have a chiyuv. So that relates to the old principle, whether asay dov halo asay applies even to a kiyum asay, or is it only to, in a case where if I wouldn't do the asay, I'd be mevatel an asay. So it could be here, there is a mitzvah kiyumis, so would I say asay dov halo asay by a mitzvah kiyumis? It's a whole discussion in the Achron. Maybe asay dov halo asay would still be said. It's not so clear. Yes?
The reason that we don't allow women to wear tefillin is the guf nogi, and how come it seems to be very prevalent that one is being a karev of other Jews, or all the time, one of the first mitzvahs that we try to encourage is tefillin. If it's a mitzvah that's so
They only wear it for a moment, so they only wear it for a moment. We're not afraid of a guf nogi, that's first of all. Secondly, they're men, so men are mechuyev to wear the mitzvah, so even though they have the problem of Gufnaki, but they have to try to have a Gufnaki as best as they can. They're not going to be potter from the mitzvah of tefillin because of this problem. They have to be misgaber. They have to try to control themselves.
Right. Also, throughout our history, we see Amoraim and Mekayim allow their wives to wear tzitzis. We've seen also Gedolim and allow their daughters and their wives to wear tefillin. Did Rashi allow his daughters to wear tefillin?
This is not going to affect us, okay? These are obviously very extraordinary cases, and it's not going to affect us. Yes?
The lesson of the Ramah is not secure, so it looks like...
They're showing up.
So what if they wore tzitzis and they didn't show it up? They kept it like under the wore jacket or something? They wore on.
Interesting idea. Interesting idea. It's probably better to avoid because these things become found out. They do become found out, yeah.
The problem is that, you know,
I hear what you're saying. So if a woman is on a level that she feels she wants to kind of it's probably better to try to avoid. If a person asks you, so obviously you'll know if she's going to wait a tzitzis or not, then it's appropriate to tell her that the Rambam says she shouldn't do it. If she's so learned that she goes through all the tzitzis and she sees this particular halacha and she's mechaven l'shem shamayim and she really wants to be mechaven herself in tzitzis, so she's not going to ask. She's not going to ask and she knows what the halacha is. Maybe she'll wear it, but if she asks the shayla, so it's already public, so she probably should not wear it, does it?
It seems the Rambam's problem is it's a social one. What if all of a sudden, like next tomorrow morning, all the women start wearing tzitzis? Would that be a problem? If all of a sudden become social.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. So we'd have to address that issue when that reality would present itself. But now that's not happening. So okay. What is the mitzvah of tzitzis? What is the mitzvah of tzitzis? So people have a tendency of saying that it's also to wear a beged adal kamos without tzitzis. Is that really true? Is it also to wear beged adal kamos without tzitzis, or is the pshat that when a person wears adal kamos, he's mechuyah to put tzitzis on? To put it differently, is tzitzis what we call an iser asay, or is it a mitzvah asay? Iser asay means that the Torah tells us to do something, but really we understand the kavan of the Torah is that doesn't want us to do not to do something else. So it tells us something positive because it really doesn't want us to do something else. The Torah tells us that you have to shecht. You have to shecht a behema in order to eat from the meat. So is that a mitzvah of shechita, or is the pshat that the Torah is telling us that there's an iser, there's an iser of enes bucha, there's an iser to eat something which is not shechti, to eat meat that's not shechti. So the question could be raised in the case of tzitzis, what is the nature of this mitzvah? There's no question that it's phrased in a positive way, gedilin pasalacha. Pasuk in Parshas Kisetz, it definitely says, "Gedilin paslacha al arba kamos b'shus hashem chasav." There's no question; it's phrased in a positive way. But how do we understand that mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah say something positive that when you wear a beged adal kamos, you're supposed to put on tzitzis, or is the pshat that if you were to put on the beged adal kamos without tzitzis, you're violating an iser asay? It's like an iser to wear the beged adal kamos without tzitzis. The Minchas Chinuch, in a celebrated piece of Mitzvah Shem Chafei, talks about sukkah. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that both sukkah and tzitzis are isurei asay. So we'll talk in the context of sukkah. We're not going to discuss his context, but that's the thrust of what the Minchas Chinuch is talking about. He says that the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah is not a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah to sit in the sukkah. It's an issur to eat outside the sukkah. It's the Minchas Chinuch's dish. And he says the same should hold true for tzitzis as well. That it's not that there's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on a beged adal kamos, if you're wearing a beged adal kamos, but rather, there's an iser asay, there's an iser to wear the beged adal kamos without tzitzis. That's how the Minchas Chinuch understands this concept of tzitzis. And he just assumes that it's a double portion, that both sukkah and tzitzis are the same, they're both an iser asay, not an iser asay. Others have pointed out that this lechor is a machlokes rishon. The Mordechai, in Hilchos Tzitzis, quotes machlokes Rabbeinu Shlomo and the Ri, about the following case. What happens if a person is wearing a beged adal kamos on Shabbos, and he notices that one of the tzitzios, one of the chutim, got ripped. It got ripped in a way that now the tzitzis is possible. Well, let's say enough of the chutim got ripped, enough of the strings got ripped, that the tzitzis is going to be possible. So it's possible, he's not supposed to wear it. So the question is, does he have to take off that beged? He's wearing the beged in his home, let's say. He's not outside in public. Let's say he's wearing it at home. Is he mechuyav to take off the beged? Rabbeinu Shlomo says, absolutely, he's got to take off the beged right there and then. Because it's asur lelovsho ad sheyisakei noso, sheim lovsho over be'esen. Rabbeinu Shlomo says that if he doesn't take off the beged, he's going to violate the mitzvah saseh, or violate the mitzvah saseh of wearing a beged of dal kamos without tzitzis. We're going to violate the mitzvah saseh. So Rabbeinu Shlomo seems to understand that tzitzis is an isra saseh. An issur to wear dal kamos without tzitzis. So if a person is wearing dal kamos without tzitzis that are kosher, he's violating the issur asay. He's got to take off the beged. And the Ri says, I don't see that should be the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you were to understand taka that the mitzvah of tzitzis is an issur asay, the Ri seems to agree. Ri seems to agree that one should have to take off that beged immediately. But the Ri says, I don't think that's correct because you see the Gemara Menachos talks about the end of the third paragraph, Gemara Daflam Zayin Aleph, going on Daflam Ches. The Gemara talks about the following case. Let's say a person is outside, he's in a Rishus HaRabim, or he's in a Carmelis, and he notices that his tzitzis are ripped. So the beged is a beged of Dal Kambos without kosher tzitzis. So you have to take off the beged right there and then. So the Gemara quotes a famous principle. Gemara says that Kavod Abrias is Doche Losa Sei Shabbat Torah. Kavod Abrias, protection of a person's honor, right? Kavod Abrias is going to be Doche Losa Sei. What kind of losa say Shabbat Torah is the Kavod Abrias going to be Doche? The Gemara says only losa say of losasa, only Yisurim Rabbanim. It's sort of a misnomer. The Lashon of the Gemara is Kavod Abrias is Doche Losa Sei Shabbat Torah. It's not really true. It's not Doche Losa Sei. If one would violate a real losa say, he wouldn't be able to use the idea of Kavod Abrias to say that he doesn't have to, that he should have to prevent himself from violating that particular losa say. That's not really true. It's only docha, the losa say of losasur, which means to say, if you're violating a mitzvah, an isidr abonan, and Kavod Abrias would tell me that if I don't want to violate that isidr abonan, then I will hold him in the honor of this individual, Kavod Abrias tells me that I can continue violating the isidr abonan, and I don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara Menachos says, if a person is walking in a carmelis, where the isidr tilgu on Shabbos is only midr abonan, Kavod Abrias will say that even if his tzitzis get broken, he doesn't have to take off the tzitzis, because Kavod Abrias is going to be violated if he takes off that tzitzis. He has to take off his beged right there in the carmelis, says the Rebbe. But you see clearly from that Gemara that there's no iser mitzad atzmo to wear the beged without tzitzis. Because if there would be an iser mitzad atzmo to wear the beged without tzitzis, our father he'd be mechuyav to take it off. That's not a losasei of losasa. That's not just an iser drabana. That would be an iser daraisa. So the fact that the Gemara says that Kavod Abrias is docha losasei shabbat Torah, docha iser drabana, and the nafkamina the Gemara says is that if a person is walking in a carmelis where the iser tilbul is an iser drabana, and he's walking in a carmelis on Shabbos, and he notices that his tzitzis are ripped, so he doesn't have to take off the beged because of Kavod Abrias. So that shows you that there's no iser asay to wear the beged without tzitzis. It must be that there's only a mitzvah asay. It's a positive thing. And that positive mitzvah will not apply on Shabbos because you have no way of fixing this beged. You have no way of being makel tzitzis in this beged. So by the same token, claims the Ri, if a person is not in the carmelis, let's say he's in his bedroom. He's in his bedroom and there's no Kavod Abrias to take off that beged. There's no Kavod Abrias violated if he would take off the beged. He still is not mechuyav to take off the beged. Why should he be mechuyav to take off the beged? There's no iser asay to wear this beged without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah asay to put tzitzis on this beged. But that mitzvah asay should only apply where you can put tzitzis on the beged. But if you can't put tzitzis on the beged, what's the problem? And on Shabbos, you can't put tzitzis on the beged. So if you can't put tzitzis on the beged, there shouldn't be a problem. Rabbi Shlomo would say that if a person is wearing a beged of dal kamos on Shabbos and he doesn't have kosher tzitzis on it, he has to rip off the beged immediately. The Ri says no. The Ri says that you see from the Gemara Menachos that tzitzis is only a mitzvah saseh. It's not an iser aseh. So it's not an iser aseh in a context in which a person can't fulfill that mitzvah saseh because he can't put tzitzis on his beged. He's pater. Honest Rahman Apatre. So on Shabbos, a person is pater from putting tzitzis on his beged. He's pater from putting tzitzis on his beged. There's no reason why he shouldn't be able to wear the beged of dal kamos. Is there an iser to wear the beged of dal kamos without tzitzis? No. There's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on. So if you're an onus, you're an onus in the mitzvah, you're allowed to wear the beged of dal kamos without putting tzitzis. So this is a machlokas Rishonim in the Mordechai as to how to understand this mitzvah of tzitzis. Is it just mitzvah saseh, the alma? It's just a positive mitzvah, and then in the context where someone's onus, where he can't put tzitzis on the beged, like on Shabbos, he'll be allowed to wear the beged of dal kamos without tzitzis. So should I say no? It's an iser aseh. And if it's an iser aseh, then under all circumstances, one has to take off a beged if he doesn't have tzitzis. Whether you're honest to put on the tzitzis or not, you'll be mechuyev to take off that beged if he doesn't have tzitzis on it.
The reason you'd be saying that even if it isn't iser, it wouldn't be a problem on Shabbos because a person doesn't have the ability to fix it. It says, "Ein atalis also yavosh." It says, "Vegam." In over kevan she'in ati yachol ha'atilva. So he seems to be saying that even if we accept that it's an iser, that iser sort of like doesn't exist on Shabbos because there's no way to remedy it.
No, I think he's saying the following. He's saying, in the first point, he's saying there's no iser. There would be an iser, then he'd have to take it off even on Shabbos. He said, and don't tell me that, well, but you should have to take it off anyway, even if it's only a mitzvah saseh, because you'll be mevatel the mitzvah saseh by wearing the Beit HaDal HaKamas without tzitzis. So to that he answers, no, you're not being mevatel the mitzvah saseh because you're an onus. So if you can't put on the tzitzis, then there's no reason to say that you're being mevatel the mitzvah saseh. This question is raised by some of the Achronim to answer an interesting question of Tosaf. Does someone have a Noshim? Does someone have a Nivamis? Can you get me the Gemara?
I have one right here.
Yeah, one here. The Gemara Nivamis and Atzari and Beis discussing the famous principle of Yeshkoch Biachacham and Lakar Dover Minator B'Shevi Al-Kaf. Hacham of a Koch, the Oker Mitzvah, the Raisa, as long as they do it passively. If they tell us not to fulfill a mitzvah, that's okay. They can tell us not to fulfill a mitzvah of lulav if Yom Tov of Sukkah is the first day of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, or not to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Chacham can tell us to be mevatel mitzvah, as I say, as long as it's b'shev Yom Tov. One of the examples of this principle that the Gemara Yevamos there has is the concept called sadin b'tzitzis. Sadin b'tzitzis means, sounds like a sheet with tzitzis, but the way that the Rishonim interpret it means a sheet of linen, normal sheets that they had in those times were made out of linen. So someone has a sheet of linen, pishtan, so he really is mechuyev to put tzitzis on it if it's a beged of dalek hanfos. In the Torah, he's mechuyev to put tzitzis on that, even though it's a sadin, right, but it's pishtan. And tzitzis has to be tzemer if you have tchelis. Tchelis is not only colored blue, or black, depending on Rashi and Rambam, this week. Now, whatever color it is, it also has to be made out of tzemer, it has to be wool. So, sadin betzitzis is going to be kilayim, but we know kilayim betzitzis is hutra. The pasuk says, losum ubash kilayim, tzemer pishnu yachta, bililun ta'asalacha. So, because there's a hekesh between kilayim and tzitzis, we know that even if you have to wear kilayim, the makom tzitzis, the makom mitzvah tzitzis, kilayim is mut. So, sadin betzitzis in the Torah is mechuyev, right? Sadin is mechuyev in tzitzis in the Torah. But Chazal instituted the mevatelus mitzvah. They said you should not put tzitzis on sadin. Why? Why should you put tzitzis on sadin? Because Chazal goes there, they were afraid that since we know that Lila's last month tzitzis, you don't wear tzitzis at night. You don't wear tzitzis on a ksus Lila, on a beged Lila. So we're afraid that maybe the person is going to wear or use the sadin at night where he's mechuyev, where he's putter, excuse me, from the mitzvah tzitzis, and he'll violate Yisr Kalayim, shalom b'makom mitzvah tzitzis. So even though Kalayim b'makom mitzvah tzitzis is hutra, one is allowed to violate the Yisr Kalayim, shalom b'makom mitzvah tzitzis, but b'makom, one is allowed to violate the Yisr Kalayim b'makom mitzvah tzitzis, but shalom b'makom tzitzis, one is not allowed to violate Kalayim. So Chazal will go there never to put tzitzis on a sadin. They said sadin b'tzitzis is part of him tzitzis, because they were afraid that maybe you'll wear this sadin at night, you'll use it at a time when you're part of the mitzvah tzitzis, and that would be a violation of kilayim shalom makom mitzvah. So because they were afraid that you'd violate the Yisr kilayim shalom makom mitzvah tzitzis, they said never wear this kind of beged, don't violate the Yisr kilayim even with makom tzitzis. Even though kilayim should be mutter with makom tzitzis. Yes.
Are you saying that the beged itself could have wool and linen together? Or saying that the tzitzis and the linen?
No, I'm saying the tzitzis with the beged of Pishna.
So what's the chashash that the Rabbanu had?
The chashash is that if it's a ksus lilo, if you wear it at night, it's a question what exactly ksus lilo means. We'll have to get to that in the future weeks. What does it mean that lilo is lachsim on the tzitzis? So the pashup shot is if you wear a beged at night, any beged dal kamos at night, it's part of the tzitzis. Let's take that approach. So Chazal were afraid that a person is going to wear this side of the tzitzis not only by day, but he's allowed to, because kilayim the tzitzis is mutter. He'll even wear it at night when kilayim b'tzitzis is also, because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. There's no mitzvah tzitzis at night. So in order to obviate that problem, in order to prevent the person from violating the issur kilayim, shalom b'makom tzitzis, Chazal said, don't ever be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis b'makom kilayim. Because they were afraid that maybe you'll be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah, you'll violate the issur kilayim, shalom b'makom tzitzis. The Tosfos says, I don't understand. The Gemara presents Sadin b'tzitzis as an example of Akiras Dover min HaTorah b'shevi al tasa. He says, what's the shevi al tasa over here? Isn't this kum b'asa? Aren't Chazal telling us to actively violate this mitzvah b'tzitzis? What do you mean? Why should Sadin b'tzitzis be an Akira b'kum b'asa? The Tosa says, well, think about it. When do you violate this mitzvah? You violate the mitzvah when you put the talis on. B'shas levishim. B'shas ituf, as he calls it. So if you violate b'shas ituf, the ituf is a kumbase. That's a mice. So Chazal are telling us not to put tzitzis on this baguette. So b'shas ituf, we're violating the mitzvah tzitzis with kumbase. So Tosu says, how can we call this akira b'shevi al tasa? It's an akira b'kumbase. Because you're being ogre, this mitzvah of tzitzis, when you put the baguette on. Isn't that kumbase? You're doing a mice. It's not like lulav or shofar. You're not blowing shofar. You're not taking a lulav. That's shevi al tasa. That's passive. But here, you're doing a mice of a kumbase. You're putting on the baguette. So shouldn't that be called an akira of a kumbase? That tells us kasha. The Tosfos answer is, no, it's an akira of a shevi al tasa, because you're really not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis until after you put on the baguette. What does that mean? Tosfos says, what does the pasuk say? Dilim tas lacha, al arba kantos ksuscha asher techaseva. Asher techaseva. The Tosfos understands the phrase asher techaseva means after you're miskase in the talis, after you are mechusa in the talis, then you're mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that wouldn't be called the akira b'kumase, claims Tosfos, because you're not being oker b'shas levisha, you're being oker after levisha. And you're not doing any ma'aseh, you're just not putting tzitzis on. That's how Tosfos responds. That the mitzvah of tzitzis actually doesn't kick in b'shas levisha, it only kicks in after levisha. So even though you're being mevatel this mitzvah saseh by not putting tzitzis on, the Chazal are telling you to be oker this mitzvah saseh daraisa by not putting tzitzis on. That's not called akira b'kumase, because you're not doing a ma'aseh to be oker. You're only not putting tzitzis on.
The question was that when he puts on the sheet, so that's the
mevatel
kumbase.
You mean mevatel kumbase when you put on the sheet, yeah. As opposed to picking up the lulav, so like,
why would that? Like,
if I picked
up a lulav with only
3 minim,
so then,
so
like, the same idea.
Tibur, that's a different issue. Right. No, Chama telling us not to pick up the lulav on Shabbos, not to blow shofar. So we're not doing something. You're doing something. You're doing the levisha without tzitzis.
So the original problem that Tosfos is having is saying that putting it
on is the kumase. The putting it on creates this kind of mitzvah. So he says, if ain bo tzitzis hari over bi adayim. And then he answers, v'yesh lo med b'shas ito v'akati lo v'chayev ar acha shenes atef. B'ksus chamash ma'at shata v'chusa v'akfar. Ksus chan, sorry, he derives from ksus chan, not from ashet chasiba. Ashet chasiba is used for a different drush. Ksus chan is a beget shata v'chusa v'akfar. Shabbos Aryeh, Simon Lamed Beis suggests that he doesn't understand what the kasha Tosfos is to begin with. According to the Mordechai, according to the Ri and the Mordechai, you have a very simple answer to Tosfos' kasha. What kind of answer? Yeah, according to the Ri, what's the mitzvah of tzitzis? What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? The mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah saseh to put tzitzis on a beggar without dalakampus. That's what the mitzvah is. Is there an isser to wear a beggar without dalakampus? No. Rabbi Shlomo told that there was an isser to wear a beggar without dalakampus. But the Ri and the Mordechai assume that the mitzvah is to put tzitzis on a beged of dalakampus. So the Shagas Aryeh says, if that's the case, then you never over biyadayim. Because even though you're putting the beged on biyadayim, but putting the beged on is not an issur. It's that there's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on this beged. So I am being mevatel this mitzvah, b'shevi al-kasim. I did put the beged on, but so what? I'm being mevatel, what is the bittul mitzvah? The bittul mitzvah is not putting the tzitzis on. So the bittul mitzvah is not putting the tzitzis on. Whether I define the bittul mitzvah as occurring after the levisha or b'shas levisha, I'm still not being mevatel the mitzvah b'kum v'aseh. I'm being mevatel the mitzvah b'shevi al taseh. How did Tosfos understand the mitzvah? Tosfos must, like Rabbi Shlomo, Tosfos obviously understood that there's an issur to wear the beged of dalakavos without tzitzis. So he said there's an issur to wear the beged of dalakavos without tzitzis. When you put the beged on, you're violating this mitzvah. You're violating the mitzvah, b'kum v'aseh, by putting the beged on. Why am I violating the mitzvah, b'kum v'aseh? I'm violating the mitzvah by not putting the tzitzis on, right? Wrong. Tosfos understood, apparently, that the mitzvah of tzitzis really is an issur. It's an issur aseh to put the beged on without tzitzis. So if it's an issur aseh to put the beged on without tzitzis, if you put the beged on without tzitzis, you're violating that issur aseh, b'kum v'aseh. So that's why Tosfos had to come on to his answer that you're only violating the aseh of tzitzis. This isser aseh only kicks in after the beged is on you. So that's why that's not going to be called akira b'kum v'aseh. But if you were to be mechuyev in tzitzis b'shas levisha mamish, Tosfos thinks that that will be it'll be Akira Bakumbase, because there's an Isser to put on this beged. So you're violating that Isser by putting the beged on, and that will be an Akira Bakumbase. But because there's no mitzvah to put it on until after it's, or it, to put tzitzis on the beged, until after it's already on, or there's no Isser to have a beged on you until it's on already, a beged of dalakam was on without tzitzis, so there's no problem, because that's only an Akira B'Shevi on that.
Why is this with Hatzel like a national? What if he normally holds out of the reef? Probably was into a corner or something else.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just trying to understand the words of Tosfos. Lechora, the comment that the Shai Gassayah makes is well taken. If you understand that the mitzvah tzitzis is only a chiyuv, it's something positive, that you have to put the tzitzis on the beged, so I'm not being mevatel that Bakumba said they're putting the beged on. I am putting the beged on, but I'm being mevatel the Shevi Al Tase, not putting the tzitzis on the beged. Obviously, Tosfos understands there's some my sister that I'm doing by putting the beged on. What kind of my sister is this? This is a mitzvah say, it's not a mitzvah low say. So apparently Tosfos understood that this mitzvah say is not a positive, it's really formulated as a positive, but it's a negative. It's an iser say. It's not a mitzvah say. It's an iser say. The iser say is to put the beged on without tzitzis. So that you can do b'kum ba'asei. That's why he was bothered that it would be an akira b'kum ba'asei, unless you say that the mitzvah tzitzis only kicks in after it's already on.
I don't totally understand. The person is putting himself into a situation where where he's chayav in the mitzvah, and then
how was he oker the mitzvah? Was he oker b'kamaseh or not? Was the actual akira done b'kamaseh? If you hold up the mitzvah to put the tzitzis on, the akira was done b'shevi al tas. He didn't do the mitzvah b'shevi al tas. He was mevatel the mitzvah b'shevi al tas. Yeah, he did do it. What you're trying to say is, but he did an action anyway. Yeah, but so what? You did an action, but your action put yourself into a situation that you'll be mevatel the mitzvah b'shevi al tasen. You still would not mevatel the mitzvah b'kum ba'asei. You did an action which caused you to be mevatel the mitzvah b'shevi al tasen.
Also, if there's some kind of a conflict between mitzvah tzitzis and iser kilayim, doesn't that indicate that it can't possibly be a cholas ha-beged? Because you could have tzitzis on the beged, and you're not going to be over kilayim unless you're men are from it in some way. So I'm not. How would we explain that? How do you explain?
An interesting question. The answer might be that a beged that's roy for hanah, even if I'm actually not men from it, maybe there is some kind of a kilayim. I mean, if you were to understand that tzitzis, you see, even Tosfos seems to connect tzitzis with kilayim. Whatever you'll say about tzitzis, you'll say about kilayim. So apparently, if you understand that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chovas talis, so maybe kilayim also would be some kind of iser talis, if you will.
Tosfos
is trying to figure out what the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis is, and he connects to kilayim. Lo silbash kilayim sounds like it's an iser levisha. Right, so if it's an iser levisha by kilayim, so maybe the concept of tzitzis should also be a mitzvah levisha.
It's
a strange idea, right? Very, very strange. But going to the Madama Chovas Talis, I don't know. Maybe the answer is that Chovas Talis would say that maybe it's a Chovas Talis, but the heter to put tzitzis on kilayim, what do you mean? Mechuyev to put tzitzis on the kilayim. Maybe if you're not wearing the beged, so then I don't need the heter of kilayim. I would need the heter of kilayim at tzitzis to be matir me to wear a beged of kilayim if it's dalai kanfos with tzitzis. That's what I need the heter of kilayim at tzitzis for. Okay, so I'd still need the heter of kilayim. What are you asking? You're saying, what do I need the heter of kilayim at tzitzis?
Basically, mitzvah is not in contradiction with the iser kilayim, so why does the Torah set it up in a way? Why does Chazal interpret?
Because we have to assume a person is going to want to wear his begadim, not just leave it in the drawer. So the Torah sets it up that even if you have kilayim on this beged, it's still going to be mutter to wear that beged.
But the person is not getting mitzvah tzitzis when they're wearing it. The mitzvah tzitzis is putting the tzitzis is having is that the beged has tzitzis. So there's no ve'etzim, there's no conflict between the two.
So what? But it's still mutter to wear the beged because kilayim and tzitzis is mutter. There's no contradiction between the Yisrael Levisha's kilayim and the Chovas Talis that you're being mekayim with tzitzis.
So the Torah is setting up
a head to Levisha. Even if you'll tell me that the mitzvah of tzitzis is not Levisha, the Torah is setting up a head to Levisha even if the beggar has kilayim.
It it comes out much better if it's a chovas agava, because then
it comes out better, but it can still come out like the chovas tas. Eddie?
If the mitzvah kicks in after the from Bega, the weird question about how much time do you have? And like,
it's a split second. The basacha see it, how do you put it? The moment that you put it on, you're mechuyev already.
That means,
but it's still not become basay because you've done the action of putting it on already. So
that means it's not putting on since right then, or you're already in Bantam. That.
You have to run then to put the tzitzis on. So as long as you're in the process of doing the mitzvah, that's fine. Yosef.
But if the isn't until the second act, you put the bigger down, and the losas of the climb is as soon as you put it down beforehand, then it has
to. So that's what Tosfos continues to ask. He discusses that. He discusses the idea of kilayim and tzitzis. If kilayim, if the issa of kilayim is b'shas levisha, so how can we say that the mitzvah of tzitzis is gonna be velchen? And he talks about that. You gotta look at the hemshach of tzitzis. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha and Siman Samach has a very interesting comment which seems to imply that he holds. Like the Rabbi Shlomo and the Minchas Chinuch, and he holds that the mitzvah of tzitzis is really just an iser asay to wear a beggar dalakamos without tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah over there is talking about the concept of mitzvah svilas kavana, that whole siman samach that the Kriyat Shema is talking about. Do mitzvahs require kavana or not? Meaning, if I'm fulfilling any mitzvah, do I have to have kavana lotzis? Do I have to have kavana to fulfill that mitzvah? And we pass in that mitzvah Tzvilas Kavanah, the first day, the first Yesham of the Mechaber, the mitzvah ain't Tzvilas Kavanah, but then the Mechaber says, V'yesham she Tzvilas Kavanah, V'chein Halacha. The Mechaber approves of the second sheet. Others point out, the Magen Avraham says, that maybe we should distinguish between mitzvahs Daraisa as opposed to mitzvahs Darabanah, but it seems pretty clear, both from the Mechaber and from the Avraham, that by mitzvahs Daraisa, we would pass in the mitzvah Tzvilas Kavanah. So a person really to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis appropriately, you should have to have kavana, and without kavana, l'chari, you should not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. But the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ches, here's another point to this equation. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ches Sitches, turn to page 3. It says, you haven't been sa'atho shetzivanu ha'kadosh baruch hu yisatei bo kadesh nizko from the source of la'asot. The person puts on tzitzis, he should have kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with mitzava us to put on tzitzis so that we'll remember all the mitzvahs. Risa moso, uzchartem nas kol mitzvahs Hashem. The Bach says, this is not only a nice idea, the Bach assumes that any place where the Torah gives us a special time for the mitzvah, like by tzitzis, or like by tefillin, right? L'mantia Torah Hashem v'ficha. So whenever the Torah gives us a special time for the mitzvah, the Bach claims that if you don't have this kavana, you're not going to have a kind of mitzvah at all. It's mamish ma'akev, not ma'akev that you have a kind of mitzvah. Bechlal, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Godin that the bidi avid of a kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shlamusa clearly is only mekuyam, it's only fulfilled if you have that kavana. So not only should you have to have kavana lotzeis by tzitzis, mitzvah sirus kavana, but you should have to have kavana to remember. And that's the purpose of the mitzvah tzitzis. So says the Bir Halacha and Siman Samach. Let's say a person is running to put on a talis. Let's say he's called for an aliyah. They call him up to the Torah, and he's running. He puts on the talis, and he has to make the brachas. He's not thinking about what he's doing. He's not thinking about mitzvah tzitzis kavana, and he's not thinking about zechiras kol mitzvahs. So he's not going to be kind of mitzvah. According to the Bach, who's machmir, that if you don't think of Zechiras Kol HaMitzvahs when you put on tzitzis, you're not making a mitzvah of tzitzis at all, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not going to make a mitzvah of tzitzis. So it'll turn out, claims the Mishnah Berurah, the Mela over Bazeh ala mitzvah saseh, he's going to be mevatel the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis. Since Mano Bohol, if he's running to do so, he's running to put on the beggar of Dal Kavos with tzitzis, and he's not mechaving for all the different intentions that he has to have to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, claims the Mishnah Berurah, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah. And if he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, he's not going to be kind of, he'll be mevatel, he'll be over the mitzvah of tzitzis, over bazeh ala mitzvah saseh. So he says, I don't understand why people are not careful about this. So he suggests, maybe they hold that if you're wearing a talis with yishah, you're only wearing it for for Kavanat Torah, Kavanat Sibur, when you get an Aliyah, maybe that's not Mechayim or Mitzvah Tzitzis at all. So even though you're putting on a Beggar Dollar Kamas, you're not Mechayim or Mitzvah Tzitzis. But if we were to assume that even wearing Tzitzis will finish off for a short period of time, you're Mechayim in the Mitzvah Tzitzis right there and then, says the Mishnah Berurah, you violate the Mitzvah Saseh of Tzitzis. Violate this Mitzvah Saseh? You violate the Mitzvah Saseh! What's he saying? You're over on the Mitzvah Saseh. You're wearing a Beggar Dollar Kamas with Tzitzis. You're just not Mechayim the Mitzvah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah because you don't have the requisite kavanah. So you're over on the mitzvah saying, what kind of a concept is that? It's a tremendous chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah really has two chiddushim here. The Mishnah Berurah is assuming, first of all, that the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis is not just a mitzvah to put tzitzis on the beged, because you do have tzitzis on the beged. If this is an Isser Aseh, the Mishnah Berurah must be understanding that it's an Isser Aseh. You're being over on the mitzvah of tzitzis by putting on the beged without having kavanah. It's not simply that you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. You're not being mekayim the mitzvah, so why should there be a problem? The mitzvah is not to put on a beged of dalal kafos without tzitzis. So you're putting on a beged of dalal kafos without tzitzis. It has tzitzis on it. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah must have understood that, first of all, the mitzvah of tzitzis is an Isser Aseh. It's also to wear a beged of dalal kafos without fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he understands that if I'm not mechaven to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's like I'm putting on a beggar of dalal kafos without tzitzis, because I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. I mean, if you were to understand that the mitzvah of tzitzis is only a mitzvah of tzitzis, it's a positive, so this individual is no more or less onus than someone who has a beggar of dalal kafos on his body on Shabbos. Then he notices that his tzitzis are broken. This guy is just as honest as that individual. He's running to the bima. What's he supposed to do? He forgets, whatever. You know, he's trying to think of everything that he's supposed to think of. But that should be a problem? If it's only a mitzvah saseh, if it's a mitzvah saseh, so, okay, he wasn't mekayim in the mitzvah tzitzis, gesund tehein. But did he violate anything? The Mishnah Berurah clearly understands that there's an isser aseh to put on a beged of dalal kafos without tzitzis. And that means, the second point is, if you're not mekayim the mitzvah saseh, then you're mevatel this isser aseh. You've now put on the beggar of dalal kafos without a fulfillment of the mitzvah saseh. It's not just that there's an isser aseh to put on a beggar of dalal kafos without tzitzis. There's an isser aseh to put on a beggar of dalal kafos without fulfilling a mitzvah saseh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. So if I put on the beggar and I don't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah saseh, since I haven't fulfill the mitzvah say, I put on a beged of dalal kafos without fulfilling the mitzvah say. So I have violated this mitzvah of tzitzis. Tremendous chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. So I disagree with the Mishnah Berurah for one of two reasons. One could say the whole thing is wrong. Maybe the mitzvah of tzitzis is just a mitzvah say. The mitzvah say, there's no isser. So there's no isser, even if I'm not kind, the mitzvah say of tzitzis. Okay, it's a talis gadol. I'm wearing a talis cotton anyway. So I'm not mekayim the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis with the talis gadol. So fine, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah saseh. Is that such a terrible thing? I'm wearing tzitzis anyway. So one could say, first of all, that maybe the mitzvah saseh is only a mitzvah saseh. It's a positive. It's not an isser saseh. So the person is not mekayim the mitzvah saseh, that's fine. But the other thing you could say is, even if we'll agree with the Mishnah Berurah that the mitzvah saseh is like an isser saseh, and if you wear a beged of dalal kafos without tzitzis, your taka will violate this isser aseh. You'll be doing something wrong. It's like being over on a los aseh, so to speak. It's an isser aseh. But in this case, I'm not going to violate the isser aseh if I have tzitzis on the beged. Just because I wasn't mekayim a mitzvah aseh of tzitzis doesn't mean I should violate the isser aseh of wearing a beged of dalal kafos without tzitzis. What's the isser aseh? Even if you'll tell me that there's an isser aseh, but what's the Isra say? The Isra say should be putting on a beggar of dalal kafos without tzitzis. This beggar has tzitzis on it. So what's on that kind of mitzvah sase? The Isra say is to put on a beggar of dalal kafos without a kiyum mitzvah sase? So you could disagree with the Mishnah Berurah by saying either it's all wrong. There's no Isra say at all. It's only a bitl of the mitzvah say. And okay, so he's mevatel the mitzvah say. He's called up to the Torah. If he doesn't have kavanah for the mitzvah say, he'll have kavanah for the mitzvah say. It's not such a terrible thing. He's wearing a talis cotton anyway. That's one possibility. The other is to say that even if it is an isser aseh, what is that isser aseh? Is the isser aseh to put on a beggar of dalal kafos without tzitzis? Okay. That's the isser aseh. So even if this person doesn't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, he still is not mevatel the isser aseh because that beggar does have tzitzis on him. The Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that the Isra Asay is to put on a beggar of Dalakaos without fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's why he feels that if a person is not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis because he doesn't have the right kavana, he violates the Isra Asay. That's quite a chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. He seems to be taking the Beit Shlomo and the Minchas Chinas approach that tzitzis is not a mitzvah asay. It's not a positive, but rather it's sort of like to prevent the negative, not to do the Isra Asay of wearing a Begad of Dalakampos without tzitzis. He just extends it and says that the Isra Asay is not just wearing the Begad of Dalakampos without tzitzis, but wearing the Begad of Dalakampos without fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. And his chiddush is, if you don't have the right kavana, you won't fulfill the mitzvah, so then you'll violate this Isra Asay. I think that
tzitzis would be like a matir?
Almost like a matir, right. Tzitzis is then a matir to wear the Begad, right? Just like shchita could be a matir to eat the basar. It's an isra asay, so shchita then is going to be a matir to eat the basar. Okay. We keep on quoting this pasuk in Parashas Kisaitse. Kedilan tas lecha, al arba kampos ksus chasha b'chasava. This is the basic pasuk that tells me when the chiyuv of tzitzis kicks in. Al arba kampos ksus chasha b'chasava. Asher b'chasava. Sounds like when a person covers himself with a beggar, then he's mechuyev to wear tzitzis. What kind of kisui haguf does a person have to do? Or I should say, kisui. Let's not say kisui haguf. What kind of covering does he have to do? Maybe he doesn't have to cover his body. Maybe covering his head is enough. Well, what kind of covering is this? There's a machlokes, the Gaonim and the Rishonim about this point. The first sif in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Ches, this is on page 3. Shulchan Aruch says, Yis'ate b'tzitzis v'yivarach olim. Yisate b'tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch picks up on the nusach habracha. Yisate b'tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yisate b'tzitzis. You have to be misate b'tzitzis. You have to cover yourself, wrap yourself in b'tzitzis. So this is what the Tor quotes from the Gaonim. The Tor quotes from the Gaonim, that since the Tosefta and the nusach habracha yisate b'tzitzis, one has to be misate. One has to wrap himself in b'tzitzis. What does misate mean? So we know in other areas, Atifa means Atifas Yishma'elim, like the Arabs are Misatif. Atifas Yishma'elim. So the Gaonim say, Misatif Betzitzis, if there's a Chiyav Misatif Betzitzis, that means that there's a Chiyav of Atifas Yishma'elim even by Tzitzis as well. That's what the Gaonim suggests. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes other people. The Torah himself quoted others who disagree. Others disagree. The Baal Iter, among others, claim that why do you have to be misatef? What do you have to do? Does it say itof in the pasuk? The pasuk says asher techasav. Does it mention itof in the pasuk? It just says that you have to cover yourself. So others suggest that maybe the chiyuv of tzitzis is not to be misatef, but rather a kisui is enough. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and Zid bases. Say that the pasuk kederet bnei adam shemiskasim b'ksusim ba'oskim b'malachim b'am b'kisei rosh b'am b'gilei rosh. He says the seder of the Atifa, Atifa is not Atifas Yishma'elim. He says the seder of the Atifa, like the Baal Iter, right? If you look in the Baragol, he says Tur B'Shem Baal Iter. The seder Atifas Satalis is not like Atifas Yishma'elim. You don't need a real Atifas Yishma'elim here. It's enough to be Mechase, the normal way that people are Mechase B'Ksusam, Pa'om and B'Kisirosh, Pa'om and Gilros. Sometimes you cover your head, sometimes you don't cover your head. Because that's what Asher B'Chaseba means. So even though the Shulchan Aruch starts off by saying Yisate B'tzitzis, which sounds like you have to be Misate, but then he says the Seder Atifa is not Atifas Yishma'el, it's just a regular Kisui.
This is by Taz Katan?
This is about Taz Gadol, actually.
Taz Gadol.
Yeah. But then the Shulchan Aruch comes around in Siv Gimel and talking about a Taz Katan, he does mention Atifa. Strange. Talisos Ketanu Shalama Shana Nogim Lel Boshava B'Shein Bohem Ito, Yotze Bohem Yidei Chobas Tzitzis, the Tov Lanyach Oso Arosho Rachol Kamoso etc. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say by Talisos Ketanim that you should be misatif. You should be misatif by Talisos Ketanim. So this leads people to, led the poskim to assume that even though Me'ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass them like the Baal Iter and others who claim that you don't have to be misatif, the Talis, that the Pasuk Asher Techasava should be understood generally as simply covering yourself with the Talis, not to be misatif actually. Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's best to be misatif. It's best, I guess, to be machmir for the Gaonim. Strange idea. Apparently, Chazal will koveya the nusach of the bracha based on the normal way to wear begotten at that time. Normally, it was time of Chazal, it was normal to be nisatev the kalisos. So they were covered. The nusach ha-bracha nisatev betzitzis. Nisatev betzitzis sounds like you have to be nisatev. So mechatchila to be mekayim this shita of gaonim, you can make a bracha nisatev. So lechora you should try to be nisatev like the Yishmaelim. That's mechatchila what a person should do. That's what it seems from the post. The Vilna Gaon is not into this. The Vilna Gaon of the Maaser Rav felt lisatev does not mean lisatev. It doesn't mean to wrap oneself. It just means liskasos. It means to cover oneself. He says that's what the pasuk Asher Techaseba means. Moreover, he says it's not normal to be misatev oneself nowadays. People don't wrap themselves with their garments. So if it's not derech levisha, how can you say that the mitzvah of tzitzis requires that you be misatev in the beggar? And they said that some great poskim, the Chasidish, among others, we never misatev in their towns. You know, people have this. I'll show you in a moment. People have this minute to be misatev to wrap themselves in the towns. The Chasidish apparently never did that. He made the bracha misatev tzitzis. And then he put on the talus, normally put on the talus, put the two sides over his shoulders, and then he covered his head, which is taka, the normal way that people wear the talus. They sometimes cover their heads, and if they uncover their heads, the Chazan Shah gets covered his head constantly. So that's how he put on the talus. He wasn't the Satif in the way that many people are doing. Because he felt like the Gra, I guess, that Asher Techaseba means to cover oneself normally. The Satif Betzitzis, the Bracha, the Chazal Mesaka, doesn't mean the Satif Mamish, with the regular Atifas Yishmaelim, it means to be Mechase. The talis in the normal fashion. It's normal for people not to cover their faces completely, b'zman hazeh, but that's the normal way that a person should cover himself. That's how you mekayem mitzvah tzitzis.
Yeah. But then why did we say al mitzvah tzitzit for our talis
katan? Oh, no, I'm getting on that. So this also plays out. This machloka is whether the brach of the satev tells me that you have to have a regular atifas yishmaelim, or it's enough just to cover yourself with the talis in some way or form, but not actually to be misatev completely. This plays out in talis kotel as well. So what should we do with the talis kotel? So some gradam is atev for the talis kotel. They put on the talis kotel in the same way that they put on the talis kotel. They wrap their heads in some way. We'll see in a moment exactly what this atifas yishmaelim is. They wrap their heads with the talis kotel just like they do with the talis kotel. They make a bracha lisatev betzitzis by the talis kotel. So and they wrap themselves with the talis kotel. So others point out, what kind of atifa can you have with a talis kotel? It's not really for either. It's not the right shear. Atifa, presumably, is not only to be misatev berosha, but you have to be misatev begufa also. At least rove of a person's guf has to be ma'utav. Some of the poskim say that the ikar itav is the guf. But when a person is wearing a beged, the ikar of the beged is what's on the head. That's the ikar of the beged. Some of the ikar of the beged is what's on the guf. So how can you be misatev with sorry? Because Yishmaelim was still the gufa. It's not just the kafiyah, it was the whole beged. It's the whole beged. I think that's what it comes out. Sorry?
You don't wrap it on the gufa, just on the head. You
might wrap it on the head, but it has to cover Rogufa to be called, has to fall onto Rogufa to be called Ibaf. That's point number one. Others claim the talus cotton is made with a base on Savar, it's made with a place for the neck to go in. So if you're going to wrap yourself in that talus, the way that you wrap yourself in a talus gadol, so that's not the normal way to wear the beged to begin with. But you should put the beged on through your head and then wrap yourself in the beged, but then you're not wrapping your head. How exactly are you going to do the itav with the talus kadol? Some claim you can't do an itav with the talus kadol. You can only put it on normally. What are you supposed to do? So the grower would say there's no problem. Asher techaseba means to cover yourself normally. Lisatev betzitzis means to cover yourself. It doesn't mean to be misatev. So according to the Gra, you can say lisatev betzitzis on a talis kotel. You can say lisatev betzitzis on a talis kotel too. What's the problem? You don't have to cover your head at all. You only have to cover what's normal to cover with that beged. So some claim, no, you got to cover your head, you got to cover your guf, because lisatev means to be misatev. So you should make lisatev even on talis kotel, but you got to cover your head and your guf. Others claim that's not the normal way to wear this beged. And you can't have a full atifa with your rosh and your guf, because it's not going to cover the requisite areas. And the grower would say, no, the sadev means to cover yourself. And you cover yourself in the normal fashion. So the Rambam says, it could be, this is the reason why the bracha that was instituted for talis katan has a different nusach. They were tzaken, chazal v'tzaken, al mitzvah tzitzis. Why? Says the Rambam, the Dr. Moshe explains that maybe the bracha was instituted on talis katan, al mitzvah tzitzis, because you really taka not being yotzei the mitzvah kedasu kedim, not being yotzei it. You're not being yotzei in the proper way because you're not being misatev. the satay petitas can only be recited on talis gadol because you're really being recited, you're wrapping yourself. But on talis katan says there on masat, you're not recited, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah. The Rambam also is adding, he also understands that in those times they really didn't have a full shear for a talis katan either. We'll talk about the shear for a talis katan. Nowadays we probably do have the shear for a talis katan. But the Rambam claims you're not going to have a shear for a talis katan, point number one. Point number two, you're not going to be misatev. So if you assume that for the mitzvah tzitzis you have to be misatev, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis with a talis katan. That's why the Rambam says the nusach ha-brocha for a talis katan was instituted al mitzvah tzitzis. Al mitzvah tzitzis is a brichas ha-sheva. He says it's not a brichas ha-mitzvah. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah tzitzis because you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. It's a brichas ha-sheva to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvah tzitzis that we do fulfill. We're sort of reminding ourselves of this mitzvah tzitzis with talis katan, even though we're not really fulfilling this mitzvah talis katan. That's apparently how the Rambam understands the bracha. The bracha mitzvah tzitzis on talis katan. The this whole idea that you have to be misatek in the talis seems to be quite strange. Because we're not misatek in the talis, even the talis gadol, we're not misatek the whole time that we read the talis. We're only misatek at the time of the bracha. So you really have to be misatek in order to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. So what do we accomplish? You mean misatev at the beginning? So what? And that's not, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah tzitzis. So the answer is, we already find other circumstances in the mitzvah tzitzis that we only care about the shas bruch. We find that the Achronim point out, Shemus Hadeshim points out, that another halachin tzitzis is that you're supposed to make the bracha ma'umah. You're supposed to be misatev ma'umah. You're supposed to make the bracha ma'umah and fulfill the mitzvah ma'umah. You're supposed to stand up when you put on the mitzvah tzitzis. That's the Shulchan Aruch has. You're supposed to make the bracha movement and you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah movement. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that we learn from the Omer, Mehachal Chemish Bakoma, we darshim Bakoma, and it's a Zereshava Lochem Lochem. It's a whole drasha from Omer to Tzitzis. That Tzitzis is supposed to be fulfilled Mu'uman. Session asks, if Tzitzis is supposed to be fulfilled Mu'uman, why do we only stand when we're Misate for Talis, when we put on the Talis? We don't stand the whole davening. We don't stand whenever we're wearing the Talis. He says, apparently, the idea is that the ikar of the mitzvah is when you start to do the mitzvah, when you make the bracha. Because that's the ikar of mitzvah. He said, the rest is just shihui mitzvah, he calls it. It's like a hemshir of the mitzvah. Why should I consider the beginning the ikar and not the continuation of the ikar? He says, well, look, tzitzis is not a mitzvah chiyuvis anyway. It's only a mitzvah chiyuvis, going back to the old point that we made, the first point. Tzitzis is only a mitzvah kiyumis anyway. You're not really mechuyev. So if you're not really mechuyev, we're only medaktev to fulfill the mitzvah, the hidura, with all the extra hidurim, to stand for the mitzvah, to be misatev for the mitzvah. We're only medaktev to fulfill the mitzvah with all of the hidurim of this mitzvah, the mitzvah ben amuchar, b'shas ito, b'shas bracha, the beginning. The Trumas Hadeshan says, even though you will fulfill the mitzvah afterwards, that's only a shiur mitzvah, because since it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, we're not so medaktek to have all the aspects of the mitzvah, to be misateif, and to fulfill the mitzvah ma'umah while standing, except at the beginning of the mitzvah. That's because the mitzvah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's what the Trumas Hadeshan suggests, to try to explain why the ituf, even if you'll be machmir for the ga'onim, the ituf is only necessary for shas baruch. Just like we don't stand for the whole mitzvah. We only stand for the beginning. Okay. Question.
Is anyone machmir to stand?
Machmir to stand for the whole
davening. Is there anyone who is?
I don't think so. People might be machmir to stand for parts of davening, but not because of the mitzvah tzitzis. They want to stand for davening, but not to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. That lechor, there's no necessity for that.
Could we wrong with at least Svarim said for the film?
Only for the Shaliyah. Could be for a different right. Show the difference between the Shaliyah and Shalosh. Why do you say for the Shaliyah? Yeah.
This drasha is from the Ge'onim or Rishonim. It's not in the Gemara, right? Because I remember there's a machloket about
the different drasha in the Gemara from the Pasuk of Shabbat. This is what the Ge'onim or Macharish from the Pasuk of Shabbat. That's the thing about focus. How to understand Hashem Chazal. The Pasha Chazal just means when you're covering yourself. So apparently Chazal
instituted
the mitzvah the way it was normal to cover oneself when they misaken this.
I meant the part about
the misaken the bracha.
I meant the part about standing when the mitzvah that because it's a machloket about.
Right,
about
that's a smack, I believe. The sefer mitzvah's cup. That's in the issue.
Machadish Sarah Shama.
No, yeah, the smack is machadish new halacha. Interesting.
So, based on
the
Rabbah, we said that the mitzvah is always as long as you're wearing it. So then, like throughout the whole day, we'd have to be.
Probably not. It could be that as long as you have the kavanah at the beginning, so that's nimshach the whole issue. It's like if you're making tzitzis, we're going to talk in a couple of weeks, if you make tzitzis, there's a chiyah to have a kavanah lishma. So you have to have kavanah, so constantly a person always says, you know, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, is like, you know, if you go to the matzah bakery, they're always saying, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Well, why don't they have to do that? They could just say at the beginning, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that's it.
I think that's a different halacha. The Gemara says, a
person, when he does something, so whatever kavanah he expresses in the beginning, everything is nimshach to that kavanah of the beginning.
So then, it would seem that if you went to sleep, let's say.
No, but sleep breaks the kavanah. Breaks the kavanah.
But you wouldn't make a new bracha if you slept in a tzitzis. So then you would say that he has to make a new bracha. He lost the das.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I make a bracha. Das. The fact is there's no maisa levisha. You're not putting a new beged on. It's hard to believe that you would make another bracha unless you took the beged off. Even if he wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah at that point, it's hard to believe that you can fulfill the mitzvah when you're sleeping.
Right. So
even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah when you're sleeping, you probably can't make a bracha unless there's another maisa levisha, maisa achifa.
Right. But he wouldn't be fulfilling the das when he woke up.
But he still wouldn't make another bracha, so just have the das again. When you wake up, you say, I'm wearing the mitzvah, I'm wearing tzitzis. So I'm being mechaveh that I should remember all of the mitzvahs through tzitzis. Yaakov.
Why are some people that it's better to wrap the Talis cup and it's not in the Lashon HaBrach?
So they would hold it in it? That is part of the Lashon HaBrach.
So they say...
They would say Lesatif.
On the Talis cup then?
The Talis cup. Those people who say that you have to put Lesatif would have to say Lesatif. It would make sense to make that Brach if you have to put Lesatif.
So we better make that Brach up because...
No, there are more Paskins that you make all mitzvah sittis. Because we're not Lesatif in the Talis. I had a friend once who would be Lesatif. You could be Masatef, there's no reason to be Masatef. The question is there any problem?
I thought Pierre Rabbi said we should
shoot Masatef. The question is whether there's any point to doing it, that's all. If you want to be Machmer, you can do it. Most people are not Masatef. It's sort of hard to know how to do it. And what are you accomplishing? Unless it's, you know, there are some people who have a very big Talis Kup, even bigger than, you know, the Hasanish 24, we'll talk about all the Shia later. They have some really long Talis Kup. I know someone who wears a long black coat on Shabbos, and he likes to have the tzitzis hanging out from the black coat. So tzitzis has to be quite, I mean, I was wondering, how long is that thing? Tzitzis are coming out, and the black coat is like down to here, and tzitzis are coming out over there. You can have long tzitzis, but how long are they going to be? You got to have a very long beged to make it down there. So obviously, he must have a longer beged on Shabbos. During the week, he wears a shorter coat, and tzitzis are not down to his ankles. So, I don't know. Everyone, people have different hugging in the Talis Kup. But if you're in the Talis Kup, you have to have a shear that is called hituf. If it's not going to cover rov gufo, so it's a nice thing to do, but it's a joke. It's not really going to be hituf.
So,
Lamaisa,
how does saying that tzitzis are not a mitzvah thing to play into wearing tzitzis at night? Like, why can't it be that if it's not a tzitzis?
No, because Laila loves man tzitzis. Since tzitzis is dependent on a shas to
Riyah. Could we just take our tzitzis off onto the Kohen Tzarek outside?
You could, but the reason we don't do that is because there are some Rishonim who hold that the Ptur of Laila loves man tzitzis only applies to a ksus that's a ksus Laila, which means sheep less. But since we wear our beged bayom, so we'd be mechuyev even balayla. Some Rishonim will say you'd be mechuyev even balayla in that day. So to be machmir for those rishonim, we keep the tzitzis on. But if you were to take the tzitzis off for some reason and then put them on after nightfall, you would make a bracha on them because according to other rishonim, once it's nightfall, well, once nightfall comes, you're not going to get the tzitzis, you're getting a bracha.
You have to even put them back on.
Maybe not. Maybe according to the rishonim who said you are mechuyev, maybe there's an inyan to put them back on at night. You wouldn't make a bracha. The problem is there's a sabek bracha. You're sort of getting yourself into a problem. So that's why it's better not to take them off.
If for some reason you took them off, would it be better not to put them back on in the first place?
Mm-hmm. So that you don't get yourself into the problem of the Sufi Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that further when we get to the study of libel announcements. Yes, sir.
So in regards to the grove, it sounds like you said you made it a makam because the mice nowadays don't wear.
Oh, sure. If you would have a shawl that's normal to wrap yourself with, I think the grove would say, what is this?
What if someone lives in like Yemen or something?
Right.
Live over there or
I don't live in Yemen, so it's not going to be clear to the land. So the Shulchan says that the Chatzili should be makam for the Golden to be misadik for the Talis Golden. Right? And perhaps, according to some people, to be misadik for the Talis Golden as well. So what is Ituf? What is it? Okay. So there are two important parts to Ituf that this makom is supposed to be about. The first is how to cover the face, how to cover the head. Okay? There's no question that the Ituf has to cover the body in some way. But there's a question of how to cover the head. So the Mishnah Berurah has a comment here. It's in a Ches. Mr. Gura has a comment where he says that Mishas Atifa Mechase Rosho Behatalis Achi Agia Adpitz Umashla Kola Arba Tzitzios Lentzad Smol Kedeh Hilov Davanamis. So you read the Mishnah Gura, the impression you get is that this is a borrowed talis, so I'm not going to go on it. I'm also only doing it just to demonstrate to you. The impression you get from the Mishnah Gura is that you're doing the following. You're covering yourself until your mouth works. So the mouth is covered. And, well, the mouth is covered. And then you take all the tzitzios and somehow getting them all on your left side, right? Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. What other opponent point out is that that's what Atifa means. Even Yishma'elim don't cover their face completely. They have to see where they're going. So what? So how could that be called Atifa? So others claim what you should be doing is the front. It's not clear if the Mishnah Berurah meant this as well, but others claim that you should just put it on to your eyes, let the eyes out. And then you should cover to your mouth like this. Now, it could be that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant as well. Like, not that you're covering this part to your mouth, but rather that you're covering the bottom of your mouth like this. Right? Now, that's one issue. That you see, people do different things. There are some people, I knew someone, I've seen people, they like, they're very medactic. Literally, to the mouth, they measure it to the mouth. You should know, some people claim that this idea of putting to the mouth what the Mishnah Berurah, what the Magen Avraham and the other posts who say this mean, is that if you put it to the mouth, loosely, right, you find that you can see a little bit. Can't see far, but you can see Dalai Lama. So maybe that's the pshat. That people who walk around in a sandy climate, they don't want the sand in their eyes, so they actually do cover their eyes a little bit. So that's what he means. Not that you cover to the mouth that you can't see anything. It means that you'll be able to see a little bit. I don't know, the Arabs who live in the sandy climates, they wear kafirs. I have never seen a kafir over the eyes. I'm not sure. That's issue number one. Issue number two is how much of the guf is supposed to be mevutar? How much of the guf is supposed to be covered? Yes.
Is this really like is this the idea of when we made the bracha of the tzaddik sitters that we should
going to the Golden yet?
100% like perfect and exactly what is the zeter that like from the
zeter? You're trying to massage yourself appropriately. So some claim I'm not sure where they get
really different where we're being when we're doing this stuff. I mean,
right. You're right. It's not a Derech Elisha. Okay, fine. That's a different issue.
Yeah,
if you're holding it, he was Ishmaelim. So you want to do what the Ishmaelim do? We don't like to do what the Ishmaelim do in other contexts. But apparently, in this case, we're trying to mimic what the Ishmaelim do because that's how Chazal were misaken the growth. So the second issue is how much of the goof has to be covered. So you see a lot of people doing the following. See people. Let's take the second approach. So they cover their head a little bit. Not so much to the eyes. And they try to get those four tzitzios to the left side. So they pick up the talus like this, and they throw over this to the face, and then they throw over the second pair of tzitzios. Now, if you notice, most of my back is not covered. Now, that's highly questionable, because there's no question that the ikar ituf is the body, not the head. So many have pointed out that it's probably better to try to do something like this, if you could arrange this. Make sure that the talus is on your body. You have to raise it a little bit to get the tzitzis over your left shoulder. They say that you should do something like this, so that the tzitzis is on your body, but the tzitzis can somehow go over the left shoulder. Others feel like the idea of the four tzitzis over the left shoulder is not ma'akev. What you should probably do is just take the two right tzitzios and put them over your left shoulder. That way you make sure that taka you're completely covered in the back with the back of the talus. This is what Rebbe Shapter does. He simply takes the tzitzis from the right side and he covers over, he throws them to the left side, he's covering his mouth, and that's it. So he has the talus on Rosho Virugo, on his head and most of his body, and he claims that that's fine. I think perhaps the reason why you find people who are raising the talus very high up, I think that's a mistake. I think the problem is they were so enamored of the Mishnah Berurah, who quotes from the Sifrei Kabbalah, that you're supposed to have the four tzitzios on the left side. In the desire to get the four tzitzios to the left side, if you try to do it quickly, what happens is you just basically raise up the talus to get those tzitzios to the left side. But I think it's probably better, if you want to be makpid to have the four tzitzios go to the left side, make sure the talus stays lower. So that's covering Rov Gufo. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's so ma'akev to have the four tzitzios to the left side. It's probably just easier to take the two tzitzios from the right side and to throw it to the left side. And that's probably the best way to try to be ma'akev. It's probably the best way to be ma'akev. Just one moment. Yes. Just two more points. The Mishnah Berurah discusses those individuals who wear a talus like this. Those individuals who like wear it as a shawl over the neck. That's not just, you know, a modern invention. That was actually quoted in the Shari Tshuva. This is discussed in the Shari Tshuva, and they say it's a big mistake. You're not supposed to wear a talus like that. That's inappropriate. It's supposed to be over Rov Gufo. If it's just Mishal Shelet Samach Lid Savaro, as the post can say, that's not called Ituf Bechlal, so you're certainly not going to be able to say that way. You see, some people, Masate, if I've seen this also, they're just Masate, they make the bracha, and they feel like do like this. I'm not really sure you understand what that is. What is it? That's not a kiva point to anyone. That's a kisui hakuf, but it's not the kisui the way people normally are machasa themselves. Normally a person is not machasa himself completely. Right? So if you're going to be machasa yourself the way you normally do, so just put the talus on normally. You want to cover your head? Fine. If you want to be misate, fine, but just to cover yourself in that fashion, I'm not really sure I understand what the point of that meaning is.
What about if you
want to
cover like the
hard wings,
but if you want to go on the talent, you do that, how do you decide whether or not you should do that?
You make it? Oh, to decide whether you would do
like,
that.
How do you decide, okay, I'm going to hold you, Mr. Burgess, with the hard wings, like how do you do it?
You would have to know. You would have to follow what your posik does. If the posik that you follow does that, then you can follow him. I mean, most people are not going to do some kind of.
How do they do it? How do they just go on?
You're supposed to make the bracha while the talis is ready to be put on the back, right? So they would make the bracha like this. They normally put the talis. No fancy akif. Just put it on regularly. Most people that you see are knowing to do something.
It's not that I'm in shaykhus, but what Rebbe was just saying is that has something to do with how like conservative like people misunderstood and they have their talus now also.
Oh, you mean with the fringes on the
And it's like a big rectangle.
The Shari Tshuva seems to say that that's a mistake. The Shari Tshuva doesn't quote the Nehogim that are. Where does it come from? There's another reason why this is a mistake, and that is based on the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalet. That's the final halakha I want to share with you. The Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalet talks about how one is supposed to be machzir shtei tzitzios lefanav and shtei tzitzios le'acharav. You're supposed to have two tzitzios in front of you and two tzitzios in back. Someone has suggested, by the way, that that's the minig. I mean, you must have wondered, why do we wear a talus like this? You know, there are many ways that you can wear a shawl. But no one would imagine wearing a shawl like this. Well, what's the purpose of putting it? You have the talus on the right shoulder and you have the talus on the left shoulder. And then there are some people who like, you know, put it over like this because they don't want it to fall down, right? Well, what's this idea of the left shoulder, right shoulder? So some suggest, based on the Shulchan Aruch, we want to make sure that you'll have two tzitzios in front and two tzitzios in back. The best way to ensure that is if you put it close to your shoulder. Because if you leave it like this, it's not in back and front. You see how the ones in back are coming to the front. It's So the way to make sure that the two tzitzis stay in the back is to put the two sides on the shoulders. It could be that the midden is based on the Shulchan Aruch. Based on this Chumash of the Shulchan Aruch, that two tzitzis in front, two tzitzis in back. So that's why the midden developed to put the talis on either shoulder. So the Shaila that the Sharizim asks over there, he says, how could this be? You're mechuyev to put two tzitzis in front, two tzitzis in back. And that's the mitzvah min amuchar. So how can you be misatik the talis and throw the four tzitzis over your left shoulder? When you throw it over the left shoulder, you're not putting the two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back. So how can you be yotzei? So someone to answer that maybe this idea is a hidden mitzvah. The mitzvah min amuchar is to have the two tzitzis in front, two tzitzis in back. But this idea of throwing the four tzitzis, somehow the idea of itus and throwing the four tzitzios is a mitzvah min amukha also. So that mitzvah min amukha will be docha this mitzvah min amukha in some way. In other words, you have to throw the tzitzios over the side in order to be misatif. So you're not going to have two tzitzios in front, two tzitzios in the back. So apparently that hidden mitzvah, for the moment, is docha the other hidden mitzvah. The other hidden mitzvah, having two tzitzios in front, two tzitzios in back, you'll fulfill the rest of the time that you were in the talis, even if you're not going to fulfill it at the time of the bracha.
Does that apply to a talis kavan also? That you should do
that? There are some people who are medakta against fowls. Some people who weigh their tzitzis out. I actually only put the front tzitzis out, my chef in this. But some people who put both tzitzis out, what some people do is they don't put them together, like, you know, that's just the yeshiva shoe ring. Like this on the side, or maybe you put it underneath your belt, right? What they do is they're medakta. The back, they could put one in front and one in back. So that you have two tzitzios in the front and two in back. Of course, if you do that, you look a little strange. You say, hey, that's not what the yeshivish guy is doing. Don't they put it on the side like that? Well, you know, the question is, you put it on the side, so that's, well, where does the front end? So you don't have to put it mamash in front and back. You can put it like this. I don't know. Kids are, it's not my beginning, so I'm not concerned about it. I definitely have one in front and one in back. One is covered and one is uncovered. There's no mitzvah to have all the tzitzios the goalie. So you can certainly, if you cover the back tzitzis and put it inside, and you leave the other tzitzis uncovered, so then you'll have one set in front and one set in back. Okay. Eddie.
Regarding this issue, when we sing the Shema, and I agree with you, it's probably more than I found out. I think everyone kisses their sitters. So, they take the front to and take the back to the front.
Take the back to the front, right? Some people, when they sit down in shul with the Talmud Gadol, they take the back to the front.
So, I thought, I'm sure that I'm passing just the first two, you know, the kiss.
Just
the
front.
The Arizal,
though, was not medaktik in what the Shulchan Aruch says. He actually would have all four tzitzios in front.
Right, so that's
so I'm saying, regarding
this, I mean, you should do that, you should do that.
I guess there are different menhagim. The proper practice is probably to keep two in front and two in back. Okay.